It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being a dead pimp. Better than that. You can join our chat room, the Den Pimp, by going to davinsden.com, clicking on air. The number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. I'm your host with the most, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the chick with the pip helix.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, you just picked up a check. Good for you.
Awesome.
And Joe is on the go. We'll be here soon.
Yes.
On the show, Detective Dave Daugherty will call in, talk about the Pittsburgh Synagogue Massacre, the California Country Bar Massacre, and what influence police unions may or may not have.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
We try to do interesting here. We find it's much better than boring.
Oh, you know what? I like a little boring every once in a while.
That's what this segment is.
Yeah, right this moment. Yes. Yeah, true.
Bunny Ranch owner Dennis Hoff wins government office after he dies. Pip has a used stink.
Yes.
We'll have some scam busters as an accused scammer is now America's top cop. And scamming scammers with Jane, and we'll see what else we can get into.
Yeah, you know. Speaking of scams.
Yes.
I keep getting called by Social Security. Only it's not really Social Security.
I keep on getting called by Apple.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Social Security has been relentless.
Apple's been relentless. We keep on blocking numbers. They call from different numbers.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I blocked the number that they're calling me from. It still happened.
From the same number?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're using some sort of technology to...
You should call the... Who's your provider? You should call them.
And let them know?
Let them know that you blocked the number and that it's still going through.
It's still going through. Well,
yeah. I would do that. I mean, we're using Altice Optimum for our home phone, and it's worked. I mean, they're just calling with different numbers, but they're not able to get through with the same number.
Well, the thing is that they're using a number that really is the Social Security number.
Now you know it's not really Social Security.
Because I looked it up. To see, first of all, what they said some message that was something like, oh, you know, okay, there's been a problem with your Social Security number. There's been like some strange activity, so your Social Security number will be blocked, until
blocked.
I know, and my Social Security number will be blocked unless I dial one.
You go to all the effort of using the real number.
Yeah.
At that point, you know, you really could be doing some good scams. Know what a Social Security number is. That could be, well, I'm not, it has been stolen.
Right. A fraud alert would be good.
Exactly. It's on the dark net where afraid scammers are being able to take out credit cards, home loans, car loans in your name.
Sure.
So we need you to call us at this number promptly.
Right.
That would be better than it's been blocked.
My Social Security numbers will be blocked until I get in touch with them, and I can do so by... pressing one now.
I know how much you rely on your Social Security number on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, I use it all the time.
Yes, mm-hmm. when you're filling out taxes.
The up forms.
And
that tattoo on my ass.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know that there were so many zeros.
Well, I tried the barcoding, but you know what? Cottage cheese makes it unreadable, so you really do have to just go with the digits.
You know, that'd be cool. A cool tattoo. Right. A barcode on one ass cheek and the QR on another. and then right above the crack, swipe right.
Who says I don't?
Listen, I don't know.
Look, like, I've been taking cards that way for ages.
No, but I just need a little instruction.
But I really like it now that you have to insert the chip.
There you go. Then you go. I'm gonna have to see the note. I'm gonna have to see the card.
Ah, no, you don't want to. Really, you don't want to.
After you swipe, I'm gonna have to see it. Verify. Yep, that's a cock. I didn't know if it was a baseball bat, but nope, that's a cock.
You sure now?
So that's interesting. So they have the real Social Security number.
We're using it. Comes up. It says Social Security. It's the real Social Security number because, of course, I looked it up then.
That's good.
And then I saw that there was a website talking about how they were getting phone numbers from this Social Security number, but it's really not the Social Security number, that they're using some kind of software to mimic the Social Security number.
But look good for you, because in the past, you know, years ago, maybe you don't know that, but because of the show.
Because
of
the show.
With the shit all the time.
I just cracked my knuckles and said, hey now.
Wow, this would have been a good scam busters right there.
It probably could have been. It was very short, though.
Well, but that's good. So
I called. I mean, I listened to their message, and they telling me.
Was it automated sounding?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it, the person telling me that they were going to block my Social Security number, which was interesting. So it's like, so what? You're not going to report my earnings until
Block it. Block it.
Yeah, really, block it. So then it said, press 1 to be relayed to their, and I forget the term that they used for this supposed department that was going to help me out, but it was such a phony sounding department. I said, yeah. But it was real enough that I could see people saying, you're going to block my Social Security number. Let me press this and solve this right away.
They wouldn't do it if it didn't work.
Yeah. Tell us what your Social Security number is, by the way.
I think they should do it like this is the President of the United States. I'm here. I'm alerting you. Your Social Security number has been stolen. We're going to block it. Nobody's going to get through. We're going to put a big wall in front of your Social Security number. There's caravans of people trying to use your Social Security number. Yes. We're doing it to protect you. You need to call us immediately. People are saying it's a problem.
Holy Hondurans, Batman. It's a problem.
That's what they should do.
I know.
Make it fun.
Make it fun. Well, you know, so I was pleased with myself that I knew enough now from doing the show and hearing about all different kinds of scams and knowing that this was possible because we had spoken about, you know, them using technology to show on your phone that it's coming from one phone number when it's really not that phone number. So,
So
that's why, because they're using that technology, even though I blocked the number, it's not really that number in the first place. So that's why the calls still come.
Well, I mean, I think the thing, whenever something's uncertain, get an email, get a phone call. Before you do anything, go to that Google machine. Not the first one. You won't be the first one trying it out on.
Nope. Get the real phone number from Google. Find the real website. Get the number. Call them and say, did you call me?
Yeah. Why are you going to block me? What? My Social Security number.
Can you block my Social Security number?
We're erasing. We're deleting you.
Yeah.
You're going into the Matrix.
Well, what? Well, delete my tax liability to feds, and I'll be happy.
That's the thing with scammers.
Yeah.
They don't know all the nuance.
Right.
They always fuck up somewhere.
Something. They use English in a strange way, or they use terminology that isn't what the actual association
would use. But if you're not expecting it,
would use.
And you're not hep to the game.
Right. Oh, you hear something scary happening. Oh, my God. I have this eye twitch, and it is driving me up the wall and down the other side. I mean,
Pip's having a stroke.
It happened the other day, and it seemed to calm down. And here I am, like fluttering away. And I know that the listeners would not know this, but it's so distracting. It's like hearing myself, you know, like you hear an echo on a phone.
Oh yeah,
talking back
fun.
To you, and you go, "Can you see it?"
I saw it for a second.
Yeah. Yeah, if I start to like not be able to use English, I am having a stroke. And please do dial 911.
We'll see.
Don't well, you
see
know
see where
what,
we are in the show.
I know it would be an entertaining part to hear me nom 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 trying to speak during a stroke, but somebody call 911 for me.
All right, well, you know, if you do it while Dave's on the line, you know, the police well, can probably get somebody here for you.
Well, maybe he'd be able to talk you through what to do.
He probably could, but I don't know how interested I'd be in it.
He doesn't.
Gotta be honest.
He does actually know the address, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe provide it for him because then
yeah,
he could...
I don't want to give that out over the air.
No, no, but I mean, like, maybe you could let him know somehow so that he could actually have the people come. And
it really
help
depends
me.
Where we are in the show.
Yeah, I figured.
You know.
Maybe we wouldn't cut to a break?
If we're on a break, yeah.
Oh, then I'm going to help.
Yes.
But it's like, if we got another 15 minutes to go, I'm just going to keep stroking. Is that it?
I don't think 15 minutes is going to make a difference at that point. I feel that your wishes would be for us to continue. I really feel that that's what you would want.
Yeah, no.
No, Pip wouldn't say that.
No,
Pip would say entertain the people, go on with the show. I really feel that's what Pip would say.
Yeah, I think no.
No, you didn't know Pip the way I did.
No, I think that she would say, please, please call medical personnel.
No, she's got problems. She wouldn't want that.
No, you know what? She would want the problems fixed. Yes, she does want that.
No, I think if it was a good show, I think what she'd be concerned about would be the chat room, and I think she'd be concerned that Joe would have to man that. I think that would be her biggest concern.
Actually, that would be terrifying. That would be more terrifying than letting me go 50 more minutes with a stroke.
Right. Yeah, so I've
seen what happens.
Yeah, so I feel like if Pip was having a medical emergency, that would be her first concern.
My first concern was, well, but wait, is my left arm moving? Because, you know, I'm ass lefty, and if my left arm can't work, none of this is getting done.
But that's when it becomes a problem for the show.
Right, and so then you would probably get some medical attention for me?
Well, it depends how good we are at multitask.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can mouse righty, so I guess you could just move it over for me so that
it
I
really,
can
It really
continue.
Depends on how much Joe has elevated his chat room game.
I don't know if he's had time to even think about doing that because he didn't expect the stroke.
I mean, we'd have to get you out of there. We'd have to move you.
Yeah, and I, you know, there's all kinds of bad things that might happen.
Yes, well, you know, the chair has stories.
If chairs could talk.
They would gargle.
Who says they haven't?
I'm not the chair whisperer, I'll take your word.
I'm not the chair whisperer.
I'm not going to say what you are.
Thank you.
But you know what you are.
I know what I've done, I know where I've been.
Bad girl.
I know. What was that supposed? I don't even know what that's supposed to be. Yeah.
So don't stroke out. That's the message there.
Yeah, because somebody will come along and play blocks.
So it gave you information and told you that Pip would want the show to go on.
Yeah.
That's what they always say when somebody dies. They would want the show to go on.
No.
Stop the show.
Stop. Grieve me. I want you mourning. I want crying.
Eulogize.
I want ripping of clothing and gnashing of teeth.
Yes.
God damn it.
Bring a casserole. Let's talk this out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pip would want us to stop. Nobody ever says that.
No, absolutely not.
They always make, once you're dead, they make you out to be a way better person than you ever were.
No, I want you to make a gigantic pot of coffee and go to the Butterflake in Teaneck and get that black and white parve cake that you're supposed to bring to...
Look at you dropping Jew knowledge.
Yeah, it's great. That cake is amazing.
Okay. A little Jew knowledge there.
A little
inside Teaneck Jew knowledge.
Listen, you know what? Well, that's where I went. That's my move.
Butterflake is the bakery of my parents.
Yeah, Butterflake, black and white parve cake for the Shiva. I know what to do.
You're on point.
Yeah, you know what?
Now, here's the thing. We could never go to Pip's house if she were to pass away, because nobody knows where the fuck she lives.
No.
Never been there.
Nobody
never
get,
been there.
You can't get in there anyway.
No, so.
It's standing room only.
Is it?
Pretty much.
I'm glad I gave you more crap.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Hey, I asked.
Yeah, I know you did. No, that's good. No, I am having a stroke. My eye is twitching, and I couldn't remember your goddamn name.
That's all right. Whatever's Den is how we like to call it.
whoever the fuck that is across from me gave me some the VHS tapes, but he asked me, do I have that? And I'm like, someplace in the house, we have the ability to play these. And I'm old school, and I really liked Step Class. I mean, if I'm going to move this carcass off of the couch, that's one of the things that entertains me. For some reason, the rhythm of it, and I'm not very coordinated, so the challenge of trying not to trip over the step itself in a very coordinated rhythm appealed to me. So
never done a Step Class.
Well, you know what? I don't think it's like, not that I think exercise should be gendered, but I mean, I don't think it's like a guy favorite thing. I've never seen a guy in one of the step classes.
Now, if the chicks are hot enough, we'll fucking go to anything.
Oh, sure. You know, but
one of them is a Claudia Schiffer thing when she was somebody.
Oh, when
remember
well,
when Claudia
yeah,
Schiffer was somebody in the 90s?
Yeah, I worked with a guy who thought she was like super hot.
Well, she was a supermodel, so yeah.
Yeah, but
so,
I mean.
He wasn't that original.
No, he wasn't, but that was his chick.
Yeah,
that was.
I remember in college, guy down the hall from my dorm was a year older. He had a thing for her.
Yeah, this guy liked German chicks in general, but that was his hall pass. He was just like, oh.
Yeah, so you'll be stepping to that and other things.
Yeah, there's another broad that is on the cover of one of these things that you gave me, and it's like, I just liked her on sight. I don't know what it is.
I understand.
There's something about her. I just went, yeah, no.
So realistically, are you going to do the step workouts?
Well, first I'll make a little space to do this.
That's the first workout. Workout one. Move the
workout
shit
one,
out of the
move
way.
Move the shit out of the way.
That's what Autumn used to say when I was doing 80-day obsession and that shit. She'd go, listen, if there's a coffee table in the way, move it out of the way. Burn an extra calorie or two. I'm moving shit out of the way before I work out.
Well, the best place would be this place in the basement where we have a TV, and I think there's actually a VCR still hooked up to it.
There you go.
And I just have to get my ironing board and a couple of boxes out of the way.
Yeah, that shit ain't getting used either.
Yeah, no, the ironing board gets used.
Okay.
Yeah, because I do have to look presentable for the day program whether I'd like to or not.
You should keep us up to date once you start with the stepping. Let us know how it's going, if you like it.
Yeah, no.
Well, I update people with my workouts.
Yeah, I know. Well, if I do it and I like it, I will talk about it. But if I
even if you don't like it, even better radio.
I know. Well, you know what? If you don't hear about it, assume I never did it. But if I whether I like it or not, I'll talk about it.
There's four different VHS tapes we gave you.
I actually have the step and the little bumper things that go underneath it to get higher and higher.
I had bumpers.
I have all that.
All right. I was
like, thank you.
But that doesn't get shit out of my storage unit. If you didn't have it,
I'm so sorry. Yeah. But I do have the step already.
All right.
I don't. You know what though? I'll ask one of my friends if they want it.
Okay.
You know, because maybe they'll.
If not, it's just going to put up on like Craigslist or a garage sale or. Whatever. We're veterans,
well,
so.
We'll do that because they'll go.
No, but if you got somebody who wants it, it's fine.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's fine.
I just recently, because this is how much of a hoarder I am. This is how bad it is. My a friend of mine, I haven't been spending a lot of time on Facebook. And all of a sudden I see a friend of mine like up and moved to Florida. And I had no idea she was even leaving. And so I looked back at her page. And you know how the stupid Facebook algorithm, there's some people that just decides, yeah, she doesn't want to see your shit anymore. And then you don't see them.
Yeah, there's people who I never fucking respond to. They keep on showing up on my feed.
Yeah. So and then there's other people that I would like to keep in touch with. And so, you know, the few times that I did go in and I would say, like, heart, wow, you know, to their stuff, I would read her stuff. It disappeared, and then all of a sudden, she like was having this crisis of moving and packing and giving stuff away, and now she's gone. And I missed the whole scenario.
Oh,
I know, and
that's
I feel
crushing.
Bad. I feel really bad.
Now, you know what? Something just dawned on me.
You're a maroon. What is wrong with you?
Well, it's an expression.
Yeah, it is.
But now I realize why, low those many years ago, you helped me move out of my apartment. I thought it was out of the goodness of your heart. You were hoping I had some good shit. Boy, were you disappointed.
I was hoping for scraps.
Yeah, were you disappointed with bags and old schoolwork papers?
Notebooks with bad jokes in them. What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
No, actually, it was out of the goodness of my heart because I knew you had no shit I wanted.
How do you know that?
Well, you have boy stuff. Not interested.
I had music.
Yeah, but still
I had stereo equipment.
Still not interested. Yeah. Got No, I wasn't there for the stuff.
No, you're a good egg. Yeah, oh, I there was a Wynwood song that I actually recognized the other day.
What?
Valerie.
Yeah.
And I turned it.
Of course you did. Yeah.
I listened for like a minute. I'm like, all right, this isn't as awful as the rest of it, but still no.
And then you said, okay, Pip, I gave it a shot. Switch.
No, I've done that already.
I know, but
I'm like, okay, this is a song of his that I actually know that people have heard.
A friend of mine used to call it the IE song.
Yes.
Because it's like, IE, 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 IE.
Our boy Joe Perry's hospitalized again.
Jesus Christ, yeah. I know. What's going to happen here?
I don't know, but we got tickets to Vegas. That motherfucker better get healthy.
I know.
I was still debating whether I'm going to go see him in New York. I probably won't.
Right.
But I'm glad I don't have those fucking tickets because that's in December.
I know. Well, we didn't get the like flights or anything yet.
No, we didn't. No, but we got the tickets.
Yeah,
that's why I'm like,
all right,
we're going to wait a little bit now.
Yeah,
wait till the beginning of the year. Then
I know. I was thinking I better hold off because who knows if he's going to show up.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're going to wait till the beginning of the year and then we'll start looking at airfare.
Yeah, because it's like.
You know what? No, what they would do is they would put somebody else in.
You think?
They would have to. They've replaced band members before.
Yeah, I know. But it just seems like. Wow, that would be pretty big. That's like, you know, Keith drops, Mick's going to keep going, and they're going to get, you know.
They have this commitment. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think, I don't want to spread rumors, but I don't know. It's not normal that a man keeps on collapsing like this.
Because he's dehydrated?
Yeah.
That's code.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It is. It always is.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that culture.
Every time I read, like, a rock biography, and they talk about how... that, you know, it was put around that they were exhaustion and, you know,
dehydrated. It's always followed by rehab.
Yeah.
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 So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but, those things are never a good thing to hear repeatedly happening to somebody.
Joe Perry!
It's like, you know what? It means...
Unfortunately, he's laid out with an IV.
IV is stuck in me. I've got an IV.
That's where we're at, kids. Fucking doing a residency, and he's going to be fucking a resident in rehab.
Oh,
if
my
he don't
God.
Get his shit together.
Yeah, really. I wonder
twice.
If
twice. Last one was 2016.
Yeah.
Hollywood Vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do. And then this thing, but...
what time's New York?
What is it about? Maybe he just, like, has friends and he goes and parties too hardy in New York or something.
He does one fucking song with Billy Joel. You should not be that exhausted.
I know. Have you heard of fucking Fiji water? They sell it in droves at these places. Suck some of that down and get back up there.
He's supposed to do a tour. He's starting up a tour.
I know. If you're that exhausted, take a nap and drink a bottle of water. What? Yeah, because that's not what it is. That allegedly.
I don't want to start rumors.
No, I do.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
So when we last left this show, I was having a bit of a hissy. Over the election.
Oh, I'm like, did you? I
remember?
Like,
remember towards the tail end?
Oh yeah, but
like I had to stop what we were doing. Like, oh fuck it. I was I think I stopped drunks in the news.
Oh yeah,
mocking Nancy Pelosi.
I know. Yeah, I know. You kind of lost.
I was annoyed.
Yeah, you lost your shit.
A little bit. Lost it a lot more.
No, I've seen it a lot more.
Sure.
But it's understandable. Everybody's like either happy to an undue degree or really annoyed or just like so disgusted.
Nobody
feels nothing.
We kind of jumped to conclusions fairly early in the evening.
Yeah, we did.
We were not pleased.
Well, yeah, but you know, there are a lot of things that are still counting.
Right. But you and I were clearly, for this one, rooting for Team D.
Yeah.
And this one.
Oh, yeah. We were hoping for a blue wave, and it was more like a trickle.
But it wound up being good.
Yeah.
They did really good.
Yeah, they did pretty good.
They did really
it wasn't,
good.
It wasn't as dire as we were originally thinking.
No, it's good. Yeah. It's good. I mean, you're not going to win every race.
No, of course not.
Lost some big ones. Some other ones still being counted.
Yep. Yep.
Did good.
Down to the wire. It's
fucking Florida.
Yeah, I know. It's
what's funny? The president comes out there and goes, the votes always go one way towards the Democrats. And it's like, yeah, I'm sure Al Gore's thinking that right now. are you kidding? And people, because they're stupid, just like agree and pile on. It's like the biggest time this happened, it was 2000, and the and the Democrats lost, which is why they changed all these election laws, which is why they're doing this automatic recount.
Yeah.
Because they tried to fix the shit that went wrong.
Yeah, exactly, because they can't just say, there's a couple scripts, and they're saying in...
Well, they're saying incompetence, but it's Florida. That's baked into the cake. But incompetence is not fraud.
No, it's not. And they're saying more we count, the more irregularities we find, and it's like... Well, irregularities aren't necessarily fraud. It's just like, you know what, when you did the SATs, if you didn't fill in the little oval with your number two pencil perfectly, the machine couldn't read it properly.
This shit should not be complicated, but it always
is. It shouldn't.
It's always a problem in Florida.
I know.
But what we don't need is people saying there's fraud without proof. Because the state attorney general, Florida attorney, who's a Republican, by the way, said, we have no proof of that.
Yeah.
The police, who the governor who has a vested interest in this because he wants to become senator,
right.
He had the Florida police or whatever look into it. And like, well, we don't have any proof of wrongdoing. There's no proof of wrongdoing, but you got people just saying there's wrongdoing. How about you just let this shit play out?
I know.
Probably still going to win.
Well, you know, whenever people get upset about things are not going the way that they want them to go, you know, all of a sudden these rumors come out. Oh, yeah,
but
this person.
That's not how people were raised. That's not how good people were raised.
No, it's not.
No, good people were raised. You win gracefully and you lose gracefully.
Right.
Nobody wants to play with a spoil sport or a cheater.
No.
Just wait for this shit to come out.
Yeah, really. And then you shake hands and then you go on with your business.
And people, you got to stop giving the Democrats so much credit for being able to pull shit off like fraud. Are you familiar with how they run for elections? Are you familiar with 2016, how they lost that fucking slam dunk? Are you familiar with 2000, how that should have been a slam dunk? The Democrats are really not known for being able to cheat and cook the book. That's not their fucking game.
They're not like these immaculate evil geniuses.
No, they're not.
They're really not.
They're not that bright.
No, or else we'd be running everything.
And we're running nothing.
Nothing.
Well, now they got the House.
Yeah, well, I know, but it's not really running it. They have a majority.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, in a way you could say that's running it, but it's like it's not running the country. It's not running the Senate. It's not like bulldozing over everything that happens now. It's just there's a little bit more of a check and balance.
Awful.
I know, but, you know, I'm really tired of, you know, people saying things like, you know, oh, well, you know, they must have done it. There's a deep state. Oh, get over yourself.
The whole fucking government. You're the deep state then. You're the deep state.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? If there is a deep state, fire them because they suck.
Listen, again, as somebody who actually discovered bullshit, if you think there's something, actually fucking prove it.
Right.
Don't just say it because you read it on a show the proof.
Do the homework.
Right. People don't do that.
Investigate.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I mean, but probably not.
No, probably not.
The Democrats aren't that good at that shit. They're just not.
No, and you know what? Nor would I want them to be.
Let's put it this way. The guy couldn't lie his way out of a blowjob. That was the smartest Democrat we had
at
the time.
Oh, my God. I almost spit on my coffee. Oh, my God. Really? I know.
That was the smartest Democrat we had at the time. A brilliant man could not lie his way out of a blowjob. His big defense is, what is?
Oh, God.
That was... So, please, let's stop that the Democrats are some masterminds. They're just not.
No, they're not. And nor would I want them to be, because that would mean that they're just as fraudulent and evil as anybody that we can put our fingers at and say, bad, bad politician. I don't want, you know, either side.
Listen, there's fraudulent ones, and sure, they get caught doing bad things.
Yeah.
But for, like, this whole effort that would be involved to... they're just not that good.
No, they're really not. And it's ridiculous to try to say, oh, you know what? Well, this happened. It's a conspiracy.
Look at people's track record. People who have a track record of scamming will probably scam again.
Yes.
People who don't have a track record of scam, they might scam. But it would be much harder to show that they scammed. And they probably wouldn't be as good at scamming.
Well, I don't know that it would be harder to show that they scammed.
Well, it depends how they... Because they wouldn't... Well, maybe be easier because they wouldn't be as good at it.
Because they wouldn't... Yeah, they wouldn't have practice, you know? It's like all those law shows, you know, when they have serial killers, that the first efforts are clumsy. They have hesitation marks. And then they learn how to do their shit and they kill, like, a machine.
So, I mean, people do... It's just so destructive, and it's all part of a playbook, so you don't trust anything.
Right.
And I'm one to say don't blindly trust anything. But there's certain things that you go, all right, well, unless you can show me.
Right.
And listen, if they committed fraud, then we'll fucking find out. And we know how good this country is when a politician commits fraud. We know how things get reversed then. They never drag out into long processes and denials.
No. Yeah, because liars are and fraudsters are dealt with swift retribution.
Yes.
We have
no tolerance for that.
Yeah, no. Nobody gets away with bad things.
Also, something we covered last week. Mm. Comics in the news with Congressman-elect, was something Crenshaw, I don't remember.
Oh, God.
The lieutenant commander who lost his eye.
Oh, Dan.
Dan Crenshaw. Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, really.
Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, who's a congressman-elect who lost his eye, who Pete Davidson on Saturday Night Live said it looked like a porn star hitman, which was a joke, fine, whatever. But then he said, I think he lost his eye in the war, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, like a kind of throwaway thing. And that was the thing that pissed everybody off.
That was the thing.
That pissed everybody off. And, you know, Crenshaw was like, you know, he wasn't calling for his job or anything. It's like, you know, he shouldn't have done it, but whatever. You know, he could do what he's going to do. Took it in stride.
Yeah, he did.
Took it in stride.
Took it like a man.
So what did Saturday Night – did you see?
Yeah, I did.
So Saturday Night Live this week, they have Pete Davidson come on, and he apologizes. Apologizes to Lieutenant Dan Crenshaw. And then who do we see roll in next to him? Dan Crenshaw. So they're having this back and forth, and then Dan Crenshaw's phone goes off. And the song is Ariana Grande, who, of course, you know, her and Pete Davidson just broke up.
Right.
And Pete Davidson's like, oh, you could shut that off. And Congressman-elect, no, we'll leave it for a while. Kind of jabbing it at him.
Yeah.
Then they did some other stuff where Crenshaw was making fun of him.
He said something like he looked like the embodiment of meth. Yeah,
like Breaking Bad's meth came to life.
Yes. Yeah, I like that particular one. And there was I don't know the film, but there was a picture of, oh, damn it, his name just went out of my head. Martin Short.
Okay.
In character. And a picture of him, and he looks like this guy who's like all white and his hair is all frosty.
And one of these people was good on Saturday Night
Live. Yeah, yeah. Oh. And he did look like it.
Yeah,
so that was funny. It was good stuff.
So, you know, and Pete took it, and obviously it was written for Crenshaw.
Of course it was.
You know.
But it was funny.
And, you know, Pete took it, and then, you know, Congressman-elect had a good message that, you know, We should try to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. It was very well done.
Very well done.
That's what grace looks like.
Yes.
That's what goodness and politicians and good people. Hey, I fucked up. I'm going to own my mistake. I'm not going to blame somebody else.
No.
I'm going to apologize to the man I offended.
Right.
And then I'm going to sit there and take it. And the guy has the good grace not to, you know, he could have been like, I'm not going on that show.
He could have gone really low.
Right. No. Well, I mean, he's not going to write jokes.
No, but I mean, you know, he could have tweeted like evil stuff, like, you know, get him out of the job.
He's a serious man. He's a military man.
Yeah.
He wants to get, whether you agree with his politics or not, this is a serious human being.
Right.
He's not going to waste his time, because he's not going to waste his time dicking around with some comic and a stupid joke.
Yeah.
He's got bigger fish to fry.
Absolutely.
Which is what you want out of your politicians.
You do.
And your leaders.
You don't want them sitting around tweeting about like Pepsi ads or bullshit, you know?
No. And then, you know, when Crenshaw was saying what he was saying, he acknowledged that a Pete Davidson's father, who was a firefighter, lost his life on 9/11, his life in the World Trade Center, you know, rushing in to help people, acknowledged it. It's a very nice moment. And then as they're going off the air, you can hear Pete say to Congressman-elect Crenshaw, you're a good man. It was very nice.
Yes,
did
it
you
was
hear
really
that?
Nice. I saw the mouth.
He like whispered it to him. He's like, you're a good man.
Yeah.
So nice.
So
nice.
I got a nice warm fuzzy from
that. I did. I got a little tear in my eye.
I was pleased.
And last night, Martha McSally, you know who she is?
No, I'm sorry.
She was running against Kyrsten Sinema, Arizona.
Oh, I didn't.
It was three female senators running for it. You had Sinema, who's the Democrat, McSally, who's the Republican, and then there was another woman running on the Green Party.
Oh, wow.
But it was very hot, heavily contested.
Right. And this one I didn't keep track of.
And again, the president said fraud, but whatever. That's what he is. Like, oh, they got to revote, blah, blah, blah. So she conceded last night, put out a video with her nice Labrador, you know, saying, you know, I just called to concede. You know, I think Arizona's best days are ahead of us. I'm so proud of all the people. That's what we used to be. It wasn't this crying. It wasn't this excuses.
Right.
It wasn't this tearing each other apart. You lose. you learn so much from somebody by how they lose.
And you know what? To that point, and I'm going to say, bad on you, Hillary.
Oh, absolutely. We talked about that in the air.
But
when
I,
she didn't come out?
But,
absolutely.
But I think that this, you know, brings back that point.
Oh, yeah.
That it's like, this is a major race. All eyes are on this. And you didn't come out and concede? I know. You and all your followers were majorly butthurt.
We said that. You got
to
come out.
You have to
come
out. What the hell
for
was
that? For all the people that worked for you and believed in you.
Yes.
You got to come out.
You got to come out.
Listen,
and
people will get it if you break down and crying and can't get through the speech.
Right.
They'll love you more.
Right.
They'll want to work twice as hard for you next
time. Oh, my God. That would be like such a humanizing moment for her.
Like, I
you
would,
know?
Like if I was somebody who worked for Hillary.
Yeah.
And then she said she did run again. God, no, please.
Oh, please.
But
no.
Like, I would be like, fuck this bitch. You don't give it. I wouldn't want to run again.
No, I would be like really, really disappointed. I mean, I'm sure that some of the people made excuses for her and said, oh my God, it's so unbelievable.
Well, because it was so late. No.
It was really, no.
People were waiting.
People who worked really hard. They want to see you. And it's important to show that grace.
Loses grace, concede to Donald Trump.
And it made her look really bad.
Well, a lot of things make her look bad.
I know they do. But that was like one in particular. There are moments, you know, where you can choose the high road or you can choose to like be the douche that stayed up in your room crying. You can't. You can't in a moment like that.
Kyrsten Sinema in her victory speech last night quoted Senator John McCain several times about bringing the nation together and everything. Thought that was nice to see. So you have this new Democratic senator quoting the former Republican senator.
Class move.
Very class move. Now, of course, you have Flake, who Trump was gloating about retiring, and now he lost a seat to a Democrat. That's what happens when you're a douche.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You gloated because – and really, Senator Flake voted with Trump most of the time. Senator Flake would just like to hear himself talk and give these things how dismayed he was. But then he voted with the Republicans every time.
Yeah.
Every time. But, you know, Trump was like, I'm happy to say I retired him. Yeah, well, now you got a Democrat, motherfucker. Good job, stupid. Good job. Because it would have remained probably Flake seat if you just could go. Oh, if you just would go, all right, he disagrees with me on stuff. That's fine. We still have these core values that we agree on. He can disagree with the way I do business. He can be critical.
Yeah.
That's thing. Because I know when push comes to shove, when we're trying to make this country better, I know he's going to be standing beside me and he's going to vote the way to make it better for the American people. That's what you do. This shit's so easy.
I know. It's like, why can't you do it? Why can't you do this right? Why can't you do good?
It's not even doing it right. Not even making yourself look weak. It's not. It's just like make yourself. You strengthen yourself.
Yes.
You strengthen your position.
But see, but that's the thing is that bullies always think that if they tear other people down, that makes them look better, and it doesn't.
I guess I don't know. But anyway, so Congressman-elect Crenshaw and Martha McSally, very classy. Pete Davidson. Very classy.
Yeah.
So I was happy to see it. Joe, when Trump won, very classy the next show.
Yeah, he was.
I was really expecting to get my ass handed to me.
Oh, I know.
We were dreading that.
Oh, we were like, oh, God.
Very, very classy.
This could be really bad.
Yeah, it's a little class when you win.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to shove the dog's nose in the pile every time.
It's nice. people look at you a lot better that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, certain people think... think it's good to gloat and everything. But these are the same people that'll watch a football game and go, why do they have to spike the football? Why do they have to do dance? Act like you've been there before.
That's like, which do you want?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually more like, you know, act like you've been there before, too. But
yeah.
But at least I'm consistent with that.
I mean,
I don't mind the dancing, but...
No, I don't either, but it's like, save that for something really big, not just like...
touchdown's a big deal, I guess.
I suppose, but every single one, yeah. No, but then they should be dancing and carrying on if they.
No, when you play the Jets, you kind of expect.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, no. But the thing is that there's such a thing as, like you said, you touched on it before, being a bad winner. You know, and gloating and shoving everybody's face in it, and it's like
act like you've been there before.
Yeah,
even if you haven't.
Yeah. Act like you're a grown-up.
But people don't do that now.
No, they don't. No, everything... Well, everything is about...
peacocking.
Peacocking and also showing off what you have. You know, everybody's
well, social media does that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everyone wants to show their dick. I get it. It's much bigger than mine. I don't need to see 50 dick pics in my phone. I don't need that. It's hurtful.
Pimp Helix and I were watching television, and we were watching TMZ together. And then I
said, matter, couldn't get PBS, so you had no choice.
Yeah, no, that wasn't it. And there was a
no Nova in the house.
Doesn't go Nova. Oh. In Spanish.
No.
Okay. Yeah, we were watching TMZ, and there was something about they were having a conversation. You know how they do in the room, and they go around robbing.
Yeah. Impromptu conversation.
Yeah. And so they were saying something about, you know, everybody. There were pictures of somebody on vacation, and Harvey, the lead guy, says, "What's the move? You ask, isn't it kind of crude? You asking people to take pictures of you?
You do that, yeah,
yeah." Okay. And everybody's like, "No, that's what you do. That's social media these days. That's what young people do."
No, that's not social media. Everybody's done that.
Everybody does that.
Take my picture. You're not traveling with a photographer. Ask somebody to take a family picture.
Take a picture. You know, take a picture of me in front of this thing. Everybody does that. When
film wasn't invented in 2000. 2009.
No, everybody does it when they're on vacation.
Film.
I know.
When that was something.
And now everybody whips out their camera, selfies, group shots, whatever. But everybody does that.
Sure.
And so then the one girl that was saying most vociferously that she said, "Oh no, everybody does that. That's the new move, Harvey. You're old fashioned." And they're like, "Well, why?" And she said, "Well, you know, when I go on vacation and I do things, people ask me about it, so I take pictures. I like to give back." And it was like, everybody laughed at her and said, "Give back? Like, your magnanimous blondie is taking pictures of herself for the good of humanity."
Well, what'd she look like?
Well, I mean, she was not my type, but she's, I guess she would say she's a hottie. You know, but the thing
is she what generally most men would call a hottie?
I think
small waist, big tits, tight ass.
Yeah, she's Barbie-ish.
Then she's giving back. What is wrong with?
She made it sound like she was like giving to feeding lepers.
Well, I tell you what, you're a leper. You're not touching anybody. At least you could touch yourself before your dick falls off to her. It's a generous woman right there.
So she's doing the Lord's work.
I mean, if the Lord was a 16-year-old chick, sure. But yeah, I don't got a problem with that. Sure, absolutely.
I just thought that was such a ridiculous, conceited thing to say.
No, you don't understand what it's like for people like us.
What do you mean?
People like me and that girl. You know, we just have to do these things.
My God.
You don't understand the burden that we feel.
Oh, is that what it is?
Absolutely.
Oh, you know, you suffer for your art. And your constituents.
I suffer to make your Facebook feed better and more interesting.
Is that what it is?
And most certainly is. So, I mean, I don't... Listen, you can't relate, apparently, but that's your problem.
No, I really can't.
I understand. I feel her pain.
Yeah,
I know. I know the struggle. The struggle is real.
So she has... You know, I mean, she has to go out there and... Pardon me. And she has to, you know, find nice backgrounds.
Let me tell you
for
something.
All of that.
Let me tell you something. That spontaneous shot, you think it's spontaneous. It takes us an hour and a half to get that right. So you don't understand what we go through just to get the spontaneous "I just woke up" shot. You can't possibly fathom what we do for you.
The posing, the lighting, the hair products. I get it.
I don't feel you do.
No, you know what? This takes work, believe it or not.
Trust me, I know. A wrecking ball and a drop cloth and you're done.
No, rolling over and putting on shoes that are appropriate for work. That's what I have to do in the morning to get out of the house.
I understand.
You know,
but no,
not everybody can go to work in what they slept in and look, oh yeah, what they would look like this.
That's actually what I do. Just shuffle on downstairs. Scratch my ass and turn on the computer.
You know what? I'm so glad to be touching your laptop
now. Yay. No, but I mean, yeah, it's hard being pretty.
Yeah, I feel for you and your burden.
I don't feel you do.
Yeah, no. No, maybe...
Pray for me.
Well, I'm just jealous.
I don't know if it's jealous. I don't, you know, you just, you know, you're self-absorbed.
Is
you're
that
only
what it
thinking
is?
About yourself.
Uh-huh.
You're not thinking about what other people do to make your day better. You don't think about what the barista does. Well, you know, to get out of bed, to get to your coffee place, to your Dunkin' Donuts to make the coffee, right? You don't think about the barista. No, you just think about, oh, is there too much cream, too much sugar? That's all you're thinking. You're not thinking about what they do to try to make your day better. It's the same thing with this woman. You don't understand the struggle. You're self-absorbed. You're the problem of society.
And he throws down his pencil and throws up his arms in triumph.
Yes.
Nailed it. You nailed it.
I know.
Look, I know.
Because I am an emotional person. I feel. I know. I do the struggle. I get it.
Listen, I am just a great big lump of dark matter over here. And I'm like dark matter should be, I'm self-absorbed. I'll absorb everything. I'm dark matter. I'm sucking it all in. It's
at least
all about me.
At least you're starting to recognize the problem. Maybe
yes.
You can do better.
Yes.
Maybe
as a matter of fact, I was reading a story about dark matter. Because the Earth's trajectory is going into a big cloud of dark matter. There's a dark matter storm, and scientists are hoping that we'll actually be able to test what is in dark matter when we fly through it. Like, they'll be able to, I guess, grab some and see what it is.
It's going to be jizz and sea monkeys.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, God, gross. That's going to be a really nasty sample. I'm not really sure. Joe's going to be here in 5.
I say jizz and sea monkeys, we get an update on Joe.
You know what?
It's like saying Beetlejuice. Say jizz and sea monkeys 3 times, Joe appears. Jizz and sea monkeys, jizz and sea monkeys, jizz and sea monkeys.
Oh, boom, 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 down the stairs. He has the worst segues ever because we're always talking about something terrible. Then, oh, hi, Joe.
Well, I really don't think that's Joe's fault. I think that's just us, to be fair. I mean, us talking about terrible things is not really... Joe's, unless he's waiting outside, like circling the block until the right inappropriate time to come in.
I really don't think so. No.
I can't hang that one on Joe. That might be us. That might be you and I.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jizz and sea monkeys.
But it is, like I said, everything is about me, so I'm sure it pretty much is my problem.
Yeah, well, at least now you know the struggle of us pretty people.
And I'm sorry. I'm deeply sorry. As a matter of fact, I will stand. I'll sit here while you roast me, just like Davidson took it on Saturday Night Live.
I'm gonna roast you.
No,
because I'm gonna win gracefully. I'm gonna be magnanimous.
What?
Yep.
Isn't that one of those Marvel Comics people? Magnanimous.
No.
Isn't that one of the Stan Lee died?
He did.
Yeah, I couldn't help it.
Were you keeping him alive?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, it was.
Was he suckling on your teat for sustenance?
It was sheer force of will and the right one.
The right teat?
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Give it back, Stan. Enough. Then he passed away.
Oh my God.
Then he flatlined.
It's like a pancake now. Thanks. Somebody latch onto the other one, so at least they look even.
That is weird how tits get flattened out after babies.
I know, isn't it weird?
They suck all the life and juice out of it.
Well, there's so many changes that women's bodies go through. It's really not fair.
Fucking animals. I don't know how you do it.
I don't. No. I didn't. I wouldn't.
You shan't.
I shall not.
So what do I want to talk about? I got 3 things I could talk about here real quick. I could talk about my mom. Could talk about mooning or Facebook friend requests.
Oh, pick mom. Something.
Mom?
Mom.
My mom's got to stop.
What now? What?
Hold on.
He just stopped and listened to the air like he could tell that the other tribe was signaling him. And he's sniffing the air for what?
Jizz and sea monkeys. Jizz and sea monkeys.
Jizz and sea monkeys. Nope. That didn't work this time.
It'll work.
Okay.
Trust me. It'll work.
Ponies and candy floss.
No, that doesn't get Joe here.
Oh, no, it
Jizz
doesn't.
Jizz and sea monkeys does. That's what the man likes.
He knows what he likes.
He's old enough. He's a big boy. So, yeah, she calls. First of all, she calls 5 times a day.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's every day.
Oh, and says what?
It's bad news. It's always bad news.
Oh, did somebody die?
No, it's never that good.
Oh.
No, it's, you know, you should know in the next town over, a kid, they almost kidnapped a child. You should have a code word for you and your daughter. Like we just hatched her out, and this is our first day. That type of stuff. Certain food. I don't know if you eat this, but sugar smacks have been recalled.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Haven't eaten them in decades, but I was worried. What did they do to them?
I don't know what airline you're taking. but this plane just went down, and they have this plane in their fleet. It's like,
oh my God! No, you know what? I'm familiar with the Death Brigade.
Death Brigade.
Yeah, my nanny used
Great
to call
for a show.
And talk to the Death Brigade. Hello, and listen. Thank you for calling and listening to the Death Brigade. Tonight we're going to read the obituaries. We're going to read sad stories about children dying, being poisoned by...
Oh, I want to add that show to the network.
Poisoned by things that have gone wrong in factories. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to talk about all of the latest controversies regarding corporations that try to poison us. Tonight our special event is talking about GMOs.
GMOs.
Yes.
Hold on. Try it one more time.
Jizz and sea monkeys.
Jizz and sea monkeys.
Jizz and sea monkeys.
And then Joe.
There's
here.
Joe.
It does work. And that's what Joe says when he appears. What the fuck?
Joe looks at us and goes, "What the fuck?" Like, I hope they aren't on the air. No, unfortunately,
you're like Beetlejuice,
we are.
Except if we say "jizz and sea monkeys" three times, you appear.
The hell am I walking into?
You know what you're walking into. You drove for it, you motherfucker. You don't know. You're stupid.
Sorry, you did.
Same
now, aren't
been
you?
Walking into since 2011. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow, 2011, huh?
I know. Wasn't that crazy?
Wow.
And you don't know your calling card of "jizz and sea monkey"? Shame on you.
We three.
So that's my calling card
now.
We've been busy. Well, you've been driving, we've been busy.
We three have been married almost as long as me and Mr. Hillix.
Wow. This relationship's going a little better. Anyway.
Funny.
If only you guys had introduced Jizz and Sea Monkeys, you'd be a lot happier.
You know what? I'm going to be using that as a mantra tonight and see what happens.
Yeah, so, if anybody ever wants to, that's how you should be brought on stage. Actually, we're going on tour and later on in the year, I will make sure that the MC brings that. Brings you on stage.
Speaking about going on tour, he announces all his dates that he's going
to. Not all my dates, just some of them.
Hear me out. Hear me out. He announces the dates he's going to be, and on there I see Myrtle Beach, and I'm sure I ain't going.
No, the owner's opening for me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
I asked, it didn't even get to you.
Okay.
No, it didn't get to you. I'll tell you, I said, do you want me to bring, because I was talking to the girl, I was talking to Hope.
Okay.
The girl who works the door. I said, does Jamie want me to bring somebody? And she's like, no, Jamie's going to open for you. I'm like, okay.
Don't bring the guy, that other guy.
Listen, that might be the reason Jamie's opening for me, but I didn't have the conversation, so I don't know.
And that would be the one gig, right, if he said, we really don't want Joe back. I can't even go, you know, that's bullshit. I don't know. He's got a point.
It might not even
Oh, my God.
It got a point. I had two rough nights.
That's fine.
Two rough nights. But nonetheless.
I'll tell you what, in Louisville, you will be coming out to Jizz and Sea Monkeys.
Love it.
Whether you like it or not.
I told him that the owner owns a tank.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
I want to ride in a tank.
You're not going to ride in a
like
tank.
Like Dukakis.
No, I don't remember that. That's a bizarre thing to remember.
I think she's conservative, so I don't think you'll be riding like Dukakis.
Right, yeah.
Man, that was a bad move by the Dems. See, they proves my point. The Democrats, oh, they're doing all this shit. No, they're not that bright.
No. They blow their own feet off no matter what.
The Democrats are the party that actually had a war hero and lost to a draft fucking dodger. I mean, this is the Democrats. So to throw that in there with the guy who couldn't explain away a blowjob. So the fact that Democrats are committing fraud, stop it. They're just not that good.
No, they don't have it together enough.
No,
really.
They don't have me working for them to work this shit out.
Yeah, like you said, before. They,
like me working, like you're going to head to Florida with a clipboard. All right.
I could get shit done. Do you doubt it? Do you? Shit would be top-notch if I was down there running things.
Get a steppin'.
Well, first of all, Rick Scott, shut the fuck up, you Mr. Purdue-looking guy. Remember Mr. Purdue?
Yes.
The Purdue chickens?
Yes.
Looks like
yes.
Fucking Mr. Purdue.
It does.
But anyway, we talked about that already.
But the evil version.
What?
The evil version of Mr. Purdue.
I don't want to cast aspersions.
You're really
going
to get wings?
Yeah. That's no that prize. Seems like a waste of a chicken.
Yeah, you wings. Only get feet.
Just walking around with chickens, no wings.
Yeah, well, they can't fly.
Well, they couldn't anyway, so your point is they don't even need the wings.
Yeah, they don't even, fuck them, yeah.
So what's going on, Joe? Anything exciting in your world?
Nothing much. What the hell did I have? You know, I should have something like to come right. Oh, yeah. Did you see what I posted on Facebook? They won't let me use the stapler at work. The day program.
Excuse me, what?
We
what
have
did
an
you
automatic,
do?
We have, I keep on jamming up the automatic stapler. because the good swing line stapler they gave to the new guy, we used to have an area where we could staple stuff, and I love paperwork. You know me, I love paperwork. So we had this crappy staple, and I jammed it twice.
Why didn't you fix it?
My coworker Antonio fixed it.
You can't fix what you break?
Because you know what? That thing, it's made of plastic.
Right.
And I don't know how it works or opens and shit.
Here's what you do. I'm going to solve another problem. You have not been arriving to this show promptly on time for quite some time. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to make everybody happy. In order for your boss to allow you to arrive on time like you used to, you are going to give him 5 of the good quality fucking staplers. So everybody can use a stapler, including you, and he'll fucking release you to us so we don't have to say jizz and sea monkeys in the middle of the show.
And let me tell you, is that swing line a red one?
No, it was a black one.
Oh, phew. Okay.
Hey.
What?
Color doesn't matter here.
But the funny thing
yes,
is,
it does, the swing line.
Then we have the big industrial strength stapler, and I jam
what
that.
What type of stapling are you doing, you animal?
Because if you have a thick, because a lot of orders, sometimes orders go through with no problem, and then sometimes orders go through with lots of problems. And when I was learned to be in.
You know what you need? You need a hole punch. And then you put those little things in, the little gold things with the little flat head, and you stick it through, and then the arms break out.
Yeah.
So it's like a little booklet. That's what you need. You're no longer capable of stapling.
No, we're going to do a new. I'm going to try. I'm going to streamline stuff.
You're going to get fired over it. They're going to release you from the day program, and it's because why were you dismissed? Stapling issues. That's what's going to happen.
You want to explain that to unemployment? Stapling issues.
Joe's going to become a taker because of stapling issues. That's what's going to happen. Out on his ass.
I go through a lot of paperwork at the day program, and I sit there.
Yeah,
and
but
I
that's just to wipe up the mess.
To wipe up the blood and snot. They're talking about my blowing my nose a lot in the chat room right now.
You're
actually
not blowing it that much on this show.
No, I'm not. Not now, but I mean, I have in the past. I've gone through a whole box of Kleenex.
Let me tell you something. When I was up here 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
Believe me, that chair, something with snot in that chair. I was cornering in the market on snot. 2 weeks ago,
what is the market on snot?
Probably about 20 gallons. I was sick as a dog.
Are there tariffs on snot, Joe? What's going on in the snot market?
It was just barrels and barrels of snot.
Are we kicking China's ass in snot?
It's gonna be great. China's gonna have tariffs on snot.
They generally have flatter nostrils, so I feel like we would do better in the snot.
You're
market.
Being mean. You're shaming people over the way they look.
No, I wasn't shaming. I was pointing out a fact.
Yeah.
Well,
you're
as
not supposed
fact,
to point out that people's feelings will get hurt.
Joe's girl saying that I need one of the snot removers that Joe wants to patent. A snot shovel.
Oh, snot shovel. Yeah.
Yes. Now, how?
Wow,
do you,
that's several years ago. Wow.
How do you get snot into the snot shovel?
Oh, you gotta bite your finger. You gotta bite your fingernails in a certain way. And then it makes like a little mark and stuff like that. You get in there and it's a good snot.
I did a whole infomercial for this on one show.
Oh dear God, Nevin! I don't even no. It's
you and I should go on fucking Shark Tank with the snot shovel.
I think we just. I think that was the premise of the thing.
I think we did do
it. That was the bit. Yeah.
Oh, if Tommy's out there, when did we do that, dude? You
I know
everything.
Joe's girl seems to have a handle
on
it. Yeah. No. Should I try to forget? She remembers. It's like I'm in a relationship with her.
Tom's not here right now, but Dave's in the chat room, and he's saying. He's a little horse. He's a pony.
Yeah.
then that brought up my my emphatic snotation when I'm sick when I'm here. She goes, "Don't worry about it. We've lived through Pip's snot and everything."
Oh, yeah.
It's like, "Oh yeah, you have."
Yes.
I bring only
we're
the best.
Only,
for
we're
you
the
people.
Only show that where you're living, wherever you're listening to it, you have to get a Gallagher smock because because the liquid might come through the speakers.
Yes, it might get you. I'm sure that I have made people ill just by blowing my nose continuously.
Well, if I
on
count
the show.
As people, yes.
Yes. Well, you were ill.
Nobody asked you.
You were ill from sitting across from me.
Now, we know how to get Joe here with
jizz
and sea monkeys.
And sea monkeys.
I know what'll send him away. Hillary! 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 And that's how Joe disappears.
Look at him. He's under the chair.
He's running.
She wants to be president again.
Oh, God.
But she doesn't want to run.
Well, who does? It's very hard and difficult.
Just give me the job.
Maybe she could talk to Russia. They seem to be good at that.
I don't know if she could buddy up to Putin the way that our grand Chino has.
Listen, Putin's a transactional guy.
He'll do it.
Listen, if you're Putin and you could get Hillary on your side, Hillary's much more functional. Hillary would actually get shit done. So if Putin could actually control Hillary, Donald's gone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he can't.
No.
But he can't. But if he could, that's how you get shit done. Because say what you want about Hillary, she always got shit done.
Right.
He'd have the nuclear code right now. There's too many numbers for Donald to remember them, so that's why he doesn't right now. Putin's outsmarting everybody.
So what they did do, they made it to Jenny.
Jenny.
8675309. Oh, I got it. I got it. I got the code in the case.
Dave says, can she ride a horse with Putin?
Putin loves horses.
Shirtless? No, both
understand.
Of them?
I understand.
You put Hillary on a horse, you wouldn't know who's who.
Oh.
That's
mean.
This sensitive time during the show.
we're already
really,
in the
do you
want
to see Donald topless? Is that what you're looking for?
No.
I don't know who has bigger tits, Donald or Hillary.
Wait. Oh, I know. I know.
I think Hillary probably has the pancake tits at this point.
Probably.
No, I think that there's still a little bit of heft in there.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Really? What about Donald? Any heft in those? That's where his tax returns are hidden, in his tits.
You'll never find them.
I think there's just enough wobble so that if he wears a t-shirt around the house that stuff's moving in a disgusting way.
I bet Donald's tax returns are in Pip's fucking house and she just doesn't know it because there's so much shit in there.
Oh my God, now you give me incentive to clean.
That's what I'm doing. A fucking excavation. Yeah.
Finally, that's what it took.
It'll be Pip, a Chuck and Pelosi fucking digging away trying to find that shit.
Pip's house clean. Probably looks like the scene when they moved out of Animal House. Bring it
Oh, with the backhoe?
Yeah.
That is how we do recycling in my house. Beep, beep, beep. Come on back. Come on back. Joe's girl's asking me if I've been checking out her Hillary's cleavage. What if I was?
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. I think the old gal's still got some heft there.
Yeah, I think there's some stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I think she's got a decent-sized rack.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's some, you know, heft. Heft. What's density?
You're making Joe upset. Joe doesn't like Democratic tits.
I like big Republican tits.
Big red Republican.
Big red Republican.
Red.
Tits that are angry when you say blue. When they motorboat, you go, oh, it's burning
That's
oil.
That's America.
What do you think? These are blue veiny gobs?
He don't want your tits. They're blue.
No. Ooh, veiny. No, bad.
No, they're red, white, and blue. They're little red nipples. The blue veins going through them, the white skin. Patriotic, but Joe wants nothing to do with that.
No.
Because they lean skin. Left.
I want areolas.
Tits lean left.
Big, with big areolas, so you can land Marine One on it.
Not what? In the rain, Joe.
Not in the rain.
Not in the rain.
Well, you can't fly it with zero visibility.
You can't drive either, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody else did.
Yeah, but he's the president and people want to kill him, so they figured the Secret Service was like, no fucking way.
But he's the president, so he could tell him, fucking way. Because when I think of Donald Trump, I think of a guy who always listens to what people tell him. I think of a man who always listens to his advisors and is cautious. A shrinking violet, that president is.
Oh, yes.
You shouldn't go out there. You know what? You're absolutely right. Thank God I listen to advice. Because that's how every conversation goes with Donald Trump. Stop it. Stop it. He should have gone. Kelly made it. Kelly's going to have more free time to visit soon. If you listen to reports.
Oh, I know.
He's going to be gone.
Yeah.
And now Melania's firing people. Did you hear that shit?
Who's she firing?
Yeah.
The,
Oh, God. What's that guy's name?
Deputy.
Dog?
Yes.
You happy with yourself? Come here. No Republican tits for you.
The Deputy National Security Advisor.
Yeah.
Clashing with Melania.
Yeah, so.
They clash.
Melania's making moves now. All right.
What is she firing him for?
Well, her office issued a statement saying that Melania no longer feels that she deserves the privilege of working in the White House.
Yes. Mira Ricardel? Is that
you
how
know
I
who
say
she
it?
Is.
Lucy!
Oh, not Ricky Ricardo?
No, I actually have never heard this woman's
Neither
name
am I,
before.
But
like,
unfortunately for her, Melania's heard of her.
It is the position of the office of the First Lady that she no longer deserves the honor of serving in this White House. Himph!
Listen, if you're Donald Trump, not for nothing, all the shit you've pulled, you gotta throw Melania that bone. Because you've been throwing your bones all around and she's got to listen to stuff on TV. That girl, that woman's gone.
You fought around in the strippers? I do not want to be with you anymore. I'll let you fire somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's much somebody. More realistic than your Marine One conversation. Really? Yes.
I'll let you fire somebody.
Oh, Donald, can I pick?
Of course you can.
I don't like that bitch. I don't like the way she looks at me.
You know, I bet she walked in and like that woman was giving like Donald a lap dance or something. She's like, enough. In my house?
What the hell kind of place is this?
It's the White House.
Yeah, it's the White House.
First time that shit went on. Yeah. You think it's not going on now? Come on, you know better.
If those oval walls could talk.
They'd need a shower.
Please, don't use the black light in that room. It really will gross you out.
I'll tell you. Listen, I've said it before. If you're president, you're getting laid in the White House.
Yeah.
That's why Bill Clinton must have been so pissed off when Hillary lost. Because think about this. When he was the president, he was looking to get a piece of ass. Now he's back in the White House and he doesn't have anything, and he's there all day long. Why don't you go on a long trip, Honey Bunch? Why don't you go? Why don't you jump in Marine One, Air Force One? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Here's how Melania and Donald's relationship is going to end, and it will fucking end. Donald's going to walk on Bill Clinton banging Melania. It's going to be a spike fucking. It's going to look like she won't do old fucking saggy men. Stop.
Oh, no.
Stop. and like he wouldn't do her.
Have you seen Bill Clinton? Oh. That doesn't look like he's in good shape.
He's
in 70. He's 70.
No, I think he's more than that.
No, he's 70. He's, he's the same age as Sammy Hagar.
He don't look like Sammy.
Really?
Yeah, right. Well.
He don't look like Sammy. Okay. maybe Clinton needs to drink more tequila. I don't know
I guess. Playing with Michael Anthony. I
don't know what that Donald that Trump don't look you. So hot either. I mean, come on now.
Clinton is 72.
He's 72. He don't look great. He looks like Hillary's just about finished him off.
Yeah, because that'll wear you down.
Yeah, it was most certainly.
That'll wear you down.
Hazard pay.
Listen to that monotone shrew.
What, you think, like, listening to Donald all day is like a pleasure? Listening to him bragging? He's like, Melania, my balls, the biggest balls. I know they're in the toilet.
Yes, they are, Honey Bunch.
Oh, my God, you're right. Sammy Hagar's 71 years old.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, and they don't look like the same species.
And
no,
I tell
don't.
You, man, I saw him last year with the band. Unbelievable.
Where did you see them?
I saw him at Jones Beach. He was the trial. I forgot what the tour was called. It had Michael Anthony on bass, Sammy Hagar.
You didn't invite me? Vocals.
I think I did, and you couldn't make it down. I definitely mentioned that to you.
Well,
that was a great show, dude.
I reserve the right to still be angry and insulted until we can prove otherwise.
I don't think you could make it down. Right. I mentioned that gig.
All right. Yeah, right. If you say so.
Hold on. I don't know. That might have been on the spur of the moment because I remember looking at the set list. Yeah, you know what? I was at the beach that day, and I still was on the fence with going, and then I looked at the set list because I didn't know how it would be. You know, and then I looked at the set list.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, this sounds really good. And I decided to go at the last moment. I decided at the beach around 2 o'clock that day.
I see. He didn't want company of others.
Well, no.
Sammy's best enjoyed by himself.
Well, he used to go to the car show all by himself. He likes to be alone.
I go everywhere.
Well, have you
myself.
Been with him? You can't blame him.
I've spent time with Joe, and I understand why he wants to be alone.
I understand why people don't want to be with Joe.
Not that bad?
No.
You're not that
I was
good.
Saying, no, I was saying that, you know, I've spent time with you and now
how
I understand why you want to be alone.
How much time have you spent?
Well, not a lot.
Exactly.
But I'm just
so
saying
shush,
that
you know not what you're talking about.
You've spent a lot more time with
exactly,
him than I
which
a
is,
lot more.
Which is why sometimes you go, Joe, you should take Marine One in the rain.
You should what?
Take Marine One in the rain. That's a and Pip will be catching up to the show later on.
I know. It's like, hold on. I'm going to play the tapes and try to figure it out.
Come here, girl. Mister. That'll do it.
You got to work on your shot.
Liberals aren't good shots, Joe. What do you want me to tell
understand.
You?
You wounded her. Now you got to finish her
I
off.
I maimed her.
Plus, she ran under a bush. You got to flush her out with a cookie. And then you got to blow her fucking noggin off when she comes out.
Wow, you really thought about this.
Yeah, a little too much.
I'm having fun with sound effects, and Joe's got a whole movie coming out.
Yeah, he's got a whole plan. Well,
by the way, I'm not against it. A hell of a screenplay.
You're just as good as that. There was one night you made up a whole story about something.
Oh, I know.
Me, never.
No. Yeah, it happens all the time.
And I'm like, really, really? And then I'm getting into the story. I'm like, no, I'm digging this.
So, you got to be prepared.
He went off on a tangent.
So
he's back.
I think the lesson here is Joe is best left alone, and Joe also wants to see Pip killed. So that's what I've learned.
Isn't that sweet?
Isn't it special?
All right. So let's take our first break. Who the fuck do I? What music am I playing? That's what I should get. I should get the music queued up.
Ah.
Oh, why don't you shoot something else? That
what?
Was fun. Shoot something else. That was fun.
Shoot something else. Shoot my load.
Don't shoot that.
And sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys and jizz.
Maybe that's what comes out. Oh, God.
Sea monkeys and jizz?
I can't believe people paid for that. You can get all the jizz you want for free. Trust me.
Really?
Yeah, you really can.
Do tell.
All you have to do is ask. Really?
Joe, prove her wrong or right.
I don't want to.
You really stay don't. In the fence. You don't have to go far.
Somebody wants to be a glazed donut.
Yeah, someone will offer it up. It just really isn't hard to get.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
Look, no, true. I was watching a movie, and this woman...
What type of movie?
Well, it was called Top of the Lake, actually. It was actually series. I think it's out of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching this movie, and there was this group of women who were sort of disenfranchised, and so they were all living in this little community. And this one woman was, like, really desperate to get laid. It had been a while. So she walks into this small town bar. It's in New Zealand, actually.
Gonna get myself some cock?
Yeah, basically.
Gonna take a load?
She slammed down a bill of some sort on the
bill
bar.
Bill of some sort?
I didn't see the denomination.
It was me, Clinton.
She slammed Bill down on the, hey, that's hard.
I did not have sex with that dollar.
And she said, this for, I need to get laid. That bill on the bar there.
Was she as good with her words as you are?
Yeah, no, she was a little bit better with them. Yeah. She knew what she was wanting to say.
Probably how she got the part.
Yeah, probably.
I want some cock.
Yeah, basically. And
is that your new catchphrase there, buddy?
They had rooms for rent, so she picked a key and she goes, "I'll be in this room. Whoever comes down the hallway, you know, take the money and it's yours." And somebody, the guys all looked at each other like, "What the fuck just happened here?" And it was sort of like, what was that old game show where they had to tell the truth, where they would start to sit up and then they'd sit back down and they, "Oh, I'm gonna stand up and sit back down," and they're all like, look at each other like, are you gonna? And then all of a sudden, one of them grabs the money and runs down the hall and does her.
Wow.
Yeah. So all you have to do is ask. Somebody will show up.
Write that down.
So you're basing your premise on a movie.
No, it's pretty true. If you're a woman and you go in a bar and you say, "I want to get laid," someone will step up to the challenge.
How often does that happen with you?
I saw my friend do it once.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you bastard. Well, he's doing the blah, blah, blah.
I think it was appropriate.
I wasn't telling the premise very well, but...
Well, that's how the song was originated.
I know.
I had to come home and do that stinger. We just came back from Michigan. And I got to come back here, then drive to Long Island 3 hours, then write that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave's asked me if loose change would be okay. I didn't say that I did that.
That's Pip's fucking code name when she's on a sting.
Loose change.
Better than loose stools.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Where do we start?
I don't have that type of time. All right. Now we're going to take our first break.
Okay.
And we're going to come back with Detective Dave. On the break, we have new music from Sharam Gill with Lovers for the Week. And you can learn more about Sharam at deucemusic.com.